Welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family, with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. Behind our life the weaver stands and works his wondrous will. We leave it all in his wise hands and trust his perfect skill. Should mystery enshroud his plan and our short sight be dim, we will not try the whole to scan, but leave each thread to him. On this program of the Emmaus Bible Hour, we're going to be thinking about the will of God in the service of the Lord. This is Lesson 12 in the course, Guide to Christian Growth. The exact title of the lesson is, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. This is one of the many fine Emmaus correspondence courses. If you would like more information on these courses, be sure to take down our address, which will be given at the close of this broadcast. First, let's talk about considering God's will. In one sense, every true believer should be a full-time worker for the Lord. Whatever his daily tasks may be, he should be doing all unto the Lord. However, there is another sense in which certain ones are distinctly separated unto the work of the ministry by the Holy Spirit. This call might be to pioneer or other work in the homelands or missionary work abroad. However, it is a definite experience by which one steps forth with the absolute confidence of a divine summons. Many have presumed to qualify themselves for this service by theological training. Such education can never, of course, make a man a minister of Jesus Christ. It can be a real help to one who has been divinely called, but it's quite insufficient in itself. Others have supposed that the ritual of human ordination conferred upon them the ability and prerogative to minister the Word of God. This is a fatal delusion. What is needed is the mighty ordination of the pierced hands of the Savior. If a person is definitely concerned about Christian service, what should he do? Certainly the first step is to maintain oneself in a condition of constant yieldedness to God. Consecration is not simply a single act, but a moment-by-moment experience. Even if God never calls you to serve Him in darkest Africa, He will reward your willingness to go quite as much as the act itself. Secondly, you must live in intimate touch with God, both by prayer and by feeding on His Word. Every Christian should do this anyway, but it's doubly imperative for one who would hear God speaking to him. Then you should serve Him faithfully during the waiting time. You must first prove yourself at home before you can labor for Him abroad. Remember the Savior's words in Mark 5:19, "Go home to your people and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you, and how He had mercy on you." The location of that verse is Mark 5, verse 19. If you cannot win souls for Him at home, it's futile to think that crossing an ocean to a foreign land will make you a great soul winner. Oftentimes, we would rather witness for the Lord anywhere than at home. It's so hard to speak to our own relatives and friends. And yet the disciples were directed to preach the gospel first in Jerusalem, then all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You must begin at your Jerusalem, your home area. The reference for that verse, Acts 1, verse 8. By all means, you should avoid hasty action of any kind. If you are in the current of God's will, you need not be in a hurry. Many feel impelled to immediate action after they hear a rousing missionary appeal. They should learn to pour water on the sacrifice, as Elijah did. You'll read that story in 1 Kings chapter 18. By this we mean that they should eliminate any possibility of doubt and ensure that their steps are divinely ordered. As one's exercise deepens, it's wise to seek the prayer fellowship and advice of other Christians, particularly those of your own local church or assembly. The reason is apparent. No man is qualified to be a judge of his own gift. A person might think he is eminently qualified to be an evangelist, yet it might be painfully obvious to the church that this is far from true. The counsel of elder brethren should be seriously considered by anyone proposing to step out into full-time service. In this connection, we would add that every servant of Christ should be associated with a local church. The New Testament does not contemplate freelance workers. Each one should be accountable to a church in matters involving discipline. Indeed, to cut oneself off from the discipline of the local church is to assume a dangerous position. Let's stop right here and enjoy some music. When we come back, we'll be talking about knowing God's will in Christian service. In other words, how can you tell if God is calling you to serve Him? You are listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour, and we're glad you're listening. Have you written to us yet? We hope so. If not, be sure to stay tuned for our address at the close of the program. We welcome your letters. We're studying Lesson 12 of the Course Guide to Christian Growth, and we're looking at page 3 of that lesson. Remember, this is just one of many fine correspondence courses that we offer. If and when God speaks to you, you will surely know it. Someone has described His call as the tap on the shoulder. Another has described it as a mysterious communication of the divine will. His Holy Spirit so forms your convictions and molds your emotions that inaction would be outright disobedience. You are so assured of His will that you can laugh at seeming impossibilities and step forth with the utter confidence that He will provide for your needs. You must go because you cannot stay. Notice how the Apostle Paul puts this conviction in 1 Corinthians 9:16. That's the 9th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 16th verse. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for I am under compulsion. For woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. Here is how J.H. Jowett describes this call. I would affirm my own conviction that in all genuine callings to the ministry, there is a sense of the divine initiative, a mysterious feeling of commission, which leaves a man no alternative, but which sets him in the road of this vocation, bearing the embassage of a servant and instrument of the eternal God. Nothing short of this divine call will do. The need of the perishing world does not constitute a call, neither does the fiery appeal of a preacher. Only the direct will of God communicated to your own heart will suffice. The next step, of course, is obedience. I heard him call, "Come follow," that was all. My gold grew dim, my soul went after him. I rose and followed, that was all. Who would not follow if he heard him call? To any who obey the call and step forth, we would add three suggestions regarding Christian service. First, do the work that God has entrusted to you, and keep your eyes off your brethren. Envy and jealousy are poisonous weeds in the vineyard of God. To all who fret and worry about another's success, the Lord replies, "What is that to thee? Follow thou me." Those are the words of the Lord Jesus to the Apostle Peter in John 21:22. That's the Gospel of John, chapter 21, the 22nd verse. Second, do not seek a spectacular or prominent ministry. Nazareth was a little place, and so was Galilee. At times we see little fruit and yearn for a bigger work. Years later we find that God was using us quietly all the time. Third suggestion, do not boast of your accomplishments. At best we are unprofitable servants. Our responsibility is to be faithful. He will take care of the results. It has been well said, heaven will be the best and safest place to hear the results of our work. The testimony of every divinely called servant is aptly summarized in the words of J.H. Jowett. He said, "I love my calling. I have a glowing delight in its services. I am conscious of no distractions in the shape of any competitor for my strength and allegiance. I have had but one passion, and I have lived for it. The absorbingly arduous yet glorious work of proclaiming the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Thus we conclude Lesson 12 and the course, Guide to Christian Growth. Next time we'll review, trying to touch on the highlights. Be sure to copy down our address in just a few moments and write to us. We welcome your questions. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.